向我们继续祷告。
Let us continue have a word of prayer.
主，当我们围绕着你做这思维来享受你丰盛的宴席的时候，
Lord, as we come and gather around your table to enjoy the feast with you,
我们真是觉得我们和主是何等的亲，何等的近。
Oh, how close and how dear we feel that we are with you.
我们能够称创造天地的大神为我们的父亲。
That we can call the great creator of the universe as our father.
能够称你这位至尊至高至荣的耶稣做我们最亲爱的主。
That we can call our Lord Jesus Christ the most high, the most wonderful,as our Lord.
你把我们所有的过犯都涂抹了。
You have blocked out all our iniquities.
你让我们在你面前能够进入神的家中，享受你一切的福分。
That we can enter into the God's household and enjoy all the blessings.
都因着你在十字架上为我们受了重大的代价。
This is all because the dear price you have paid on the cross.
因你受的咒诅，今天我们才蒙到这么大的祝福。
And we are greatly blessed because of the curse that you have endured.
所以我们眼睛注视着你这位在荣耀里面的耶稣的时候，
So as our eyes gazed upon the Christ and glory,
我们就思念你在地上的时候所经历过的十字架的苦难。
So we are reminded the suffering that you have endured on the cross.
就是因为你主不救你的自己。
It's because that you did not want to save yourself.
你就救了我们。
That you saved us.
因为你把你自己舍去了。
Because you sacrificed yourself.
你今天也得着我们。
Now today you gain us.
让我们这一生以服侍主跟随主为我们最大的荣耀和喜乐。
So that we treat following the Lord, serving the Lord as the greatest joy.
So that 今天早晨我们坐在你跟前的时候，
Lord, this morning as we gather before you,
我们要再来听听我们主耶稣慈爱的声音。
We like to hear the dear voice of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看看主的笑脸，
Lord, watch the smile on his face.
我们打开我们的心怀，
We open our hearts.
让你把你诸天的祝福倾倒下来，
We pour down on the heavenly blessings upon us.
来充满在我们众人的心中，
fill all of us.
所以求主在祝福我们在座每一位弟兄姊妹。
We pray that you bless each and every one of us here.
今天那些没有在这里的弟兄姊妹，我们也求主照样祝福他们。
We ask that you bless those who cannot be with us today.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们要和弟兄姊妹先来读《民数记》第二十二章。
Let us open the Bible, turn to the Old Testament and the Book of Numbers, chapter 22.
民数记二十二章第一节到第六节。
Numbers 22 verses 1 through 6.
以色列人起行，在摩亚平原约旦河东对着耶利哥安营。
Then Israel traveled to the plains of Moab and camped along the Jordan across from Jericho.
以色列人向亚摩利人所行的一切事，西伯的儿子巴勒都看见了。
Now Balak, son of Zippor, saw all that Israel has done to the Amorites.
摩押人因为以色列民甚多，就大大的惧怕，心里忧急。
And Moab was terrified because there were so many people. Indeed, Moab was filled with dread because of the Israelites.
对米甸的长老说，现在这众人要把我们视为所有的，一概舔尽。就如牛舔尽田间的草一般，那时西伯的儿子巴勒做了摩押王。
The Moabites said to the elders of Midian, "This horde is going to lick up everything around us as an ox licks up the grass of the field." So Balak, son of Zippor, who was king of Moab at that time,
他差遣使者往大河边的比得去，到比尔的儿子巴兰本下那里，找巴兰来说。有一种民从埃及出来，遮满地面与我对居。
sent messengers to summon Balaam, son of Beor, who was at Pethor, near the river in his native land. Balak said, "A people has come out of Egypt. They cover the face of the land and have settled next to me."
这民比我强盛，现在求你来为我咒诅他们，或者我能够得胜，攻打他们，赶出此地，因为我知道你为谁祝福，谁就得福。你咒诅谁，谁就受咒诅。
Now come and put a curse on these people because they are too powerful for me. Perhaps then I will be able to defeat them and drive them out of the country. For I know that those you bless are blessed, and those you curse are cursed.
我想我们先读到这里。
That's the passage we'll read.
等一下我还要继续的读。
Later on we'll continue to read.
今天早晨我要定什么交通的主题。是化咒诅为祝福的神。
The topic of today's sharing is to turn curse into blessing.
今天是我们中国农历的新年正月初一。
Today is Chinese New Year.
我们中国人呢都希望在新春的时候啊大家祝福。
We'd like to bestow blessings on each other on New Year's Day.
所以今天我大家交通的呢就是来讲到神给我们的祝福。
So today I'd like to share with you the blessings that God bestows upon us.
并且我们要特地讲到神要把仇敌的许多咒诅都变成为祝福来赐给我们。
Especially when we talk about the curse that the enemy wants to bestow upon us, God can turn it into blessing.
刚才所读的一段圣经就讲到以色列百姓出埃及之后经过40年旷野道路来到迦南地的边界。
Passage we just read talks about the story of Israelites coming out of Egypt and spending 40 years in the wilderness and then they came upon near the promised land.
他们在旷野40年的期间历经了千辛万苦。
And they suffered quite a bit traveling through the wilderness for 40 years.
碰见许多的试炼。
Encounter many trials.
许多的难处。
Many difficulties.
许多仇敌的攻击。
Many attacks by the enemies.
许多的风风暴暴。
And a lot of stormy situations.
但是呢神的恩典与他们同在。
But God's grace was with them.
他们能够把一切的难处通通都化解了。
And they resolve all the difficulties.
他们可以说是披荆斩棘啊进到了迦南地的边界快要承受神给他们的产业了。
So they spent all these years pioneering and throughout these situations and now they come close to the Canaan, the promised land.
所以在迦南地边界的那个摩押王巴勒听见了这件事情之后。
So when the king of Moab heard about the story of Israelite.
因为他听见知道以色列人那正是胜过了许多的仇敌。
Because they heard how the Israelites overcame their enemies.
把亚拉德王打败了。
And they conquered their enemies.
打败了巴山王也打败了。
And also conquered king of Basham.
把许多王都打败了。
And he defeated many kings. They defeated many kings.
所以摩押王巴勒啊，他心里起了恐慌啊，极其忧急。
So Balak, the king of Moab, was terrified.
他想怎么办呢？这把以色列人那么的强盛，他这是到了我摩押这里，那我们就是很危险。
And the king was thinking, what am I to do? The Israelites are so powerful. What can we do?
所以他去跟米甸王商量呢，他去到彼得那个地方啊，去雇了一个耶和华的先知巴兰，要来咒诅以色列人。
So after consulting with the king of Midian, they came up with this plan to invite Balaam.A prophet of God to put a curse on the Israelites.
他想呢，只要能够把巴兰请来来咒诅以色列人的话呢，那巴兰这个先知，他咒诅谁，谁就要咒诅的。
Balaam was thinking that if I can get Balaam to put a curse on the Israelites, then they will be cursed.
但是却不知道啊，等到巴兰来到之后啊，神却是巴兰所有的咒诅都变成了祝福。
But little did they know that when Balaam did come later, God caused all the what Balak wanted to put a curse on Israel, God has turned them into blessings.
这个巴兰这个人啊，他是耶和华的先知。
We know that Balaam was a prophet of God.
但是他是一个不义的先知。
But he was not a righteous prophet.
是一个残杂的先知。
He was a prophet with an ill motive.
他一面好像在侍奉耶和华。
Outwardly, he seems to be serving the Lord.
但一面他有很多异教的东西掺杂在里面。
But his belief is mixed with the pagan beliefs.
因为他看见那个摩押王巴勒呀，带了许多的金银财宝来到他这里。
Because when he saw that all the silver and gold brought by the princes of King Balak of Moab,
他明明知道耶和华神是不喜欢咒诅以色列人。
And because he knew clearly that God did not want to curse, put a curse on the Israelites.
但是巴兰呢，看见这许多的金银财宝啊。他就是为着财力就去受雇来做，要来咒诅以色列人。
But when the prophet Balaam saw all the silver and gold, his heart was moved, and he wanted to gain this profit.
但是奇妙啊，我们的神永远在仇敌之上。
But wonderfully, our God is always high above the enemies.
所以神呢，就本来是。巴兰要咒诅以色列人，神就把他的要出来的话都变成祝福的话。
So when Balaam was trying to put a curse on the Israelites, all those words got turned into blessings.
每一句要咒诅的话都变成了神给以色列百姓的祝福了。
Every word of curse became a word of blessing for the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这件事情告诉我们什么？
You know what these tells us?
这就说到今天我们这许多神的儿女们要来服侍主，要来走主所定的道路。
It means that all the children of God, us, we want to follow the Lord and also serve Him.
我们一路上也会碰到许多的难处。
And along the way, we will encounter many trials.
所以以为我们很多基督徒以为我信主了之后那样样都很平安顺利，各方面 都一帆风顺。
Many Christians will think that once I believe in the Lord, that everything's going to go smoothly.
其实并不是这样。
That's not so.
我们信了主之后啊，虽然神是祝福我们的。
Even though after we become a Christian, God does bless us.
他仇敌相当的不甘心。
But, you know, the enemies will not let up.
他岂能够轻轻易易的让我们来走主的道路，让我们来好好的服侍敬拜神呢？
There's no way that the enemies will let us follow the Lord and follow His way easily.
所以我想今天我们在座许多弟兄姊妹，我们都经历到信主之后啊，怎么还有那么多的难处发生？
So I believe that many of us here today have experienced many difficulties and sufferings after we become a Christian.
信主之后还经历许多的苦难。
So after we become Christians, we still suffer quite a bit.
因为仇敌千方百计的要拦住我们。
Because the enemy put all kinds of blocks along the way.
要伤害我们。
Wants to hurt us.
阻拦我们的脚步，使我们不能够往前走。
And keep our footstep from moving forward.
但感谢神啊。
But praise the Lord.
我们不要害怕。
But we don't have to be afraid.
因为神是化咒诅为祝福的神。
Because God is the God who turns curse into blessing.
即便我们在地上碰见风风雨雨，许多的打击，许多的难处。
Even though that in this world we will encounter many stormy situations and run into all kinds of difficulties.
我们最后还是看见了神把这许多的咒诅啊都变成祝福了。
But in the end we will see how God can turn all these difficulties into blessing.
我们讲到最主要一件事情啊。
The most important thing we should share.
你看啊，撒旦啊，知道主耶稣基督从天上来到地上，要成功救赎，完成神的旨意。
We know that Satan knows that Jesus came from heaven and come to this earth in order to fulfill God's perfect will.
要把我们这些人抢救出来，要归给神。
And Jesus will rescue us, redeem us, and save us from the enemies so that we can go back to God.
所以撒旦第一件事要杀害耶稣。
So Satan's first task is to kill Jesus.
要咒诅耶稣。
To curse him.
要打击耶稣。
And to beat him up.
自从主耶稣生下来，从马太福音第二章，从伯利恒开始。
Ever since Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
Yeah, 你看主耶稣那个时候啊，啊，刚刚生下来一两岁的时候。
And when he was shortly born, when he was one or two.
撒旦借着希律王的手啊，要把伯利恒城里两岁以下的男孩子统统的杀光。
So Satan uses the hand of King Herod to kill all the, so to slaughter all the children under 2 years old.
撒旦所以这么做，就是为着要叫耶稣没办法在这里生存。
The reason Satan did this is so that Jesus could not live.
所以主耶稣这个33年半的时间。
So after 33.5 years,
主的各样的难处加到他的身上。
Satan put all kinds of difficulties on Jesus.
祭司长、文士、法利赛人、希律党的人。
The chief priests, the scribes and the Pharisees, etc.
在主耶稣33年半的时间里边呢，根本就没办法让他好好的过日子的。
So that they caused all kinds of difficulties throughout Jesus' life.
所以主耶稣啊，那个时候才不过30多一点呢、啊。但是人看起来他已经苍老得像50岁的人。
So when even though Jesus was only about 30 some years old, but he looked like one 50 years old.
天上的飞鸟有窝，地下的狐狸有洞，因为主耶稣的地上连枕头的地方都没有。
So Jesus said that the birds have a nest and the fox has holes, but I don't even have a place to lay down my head.
最后还把主耶稣逼到高高塔山上去。
And then he compelled Jesus to the Golgotha.
在堕落地。
And on that hill,
经过大祭司的审判
and under the judgment of the chief priest,
经过罗马巡抚比拉多的审判
and also under the hands of Pilate,
他们把主耶稣基督就钉在十字架上
they nailed Jesus on the cross.
你知道什么叫做十字架
Do you know what cross means?
十字架就是一个咒诅的记号
Because the cross is a symbol of curse.
所以加拉太书说啊，凡被挂在石木头上的，都是被咒诅。
The book of Galatians says that those who are hung on the wood on the tree are cursed.
你看上次耶稣基督钉十字架的时候啊，那就是说撒旦向了咒诅耶稣。
When Jesus was hung on the cross, Satan thought that he was cursing Jesus.
要把耶稣咒诅到死地。
He wanted to curse him to death.
结果呢
What happened?
神却叫耶稣基督钉十字架这事情呢就成为最大的祝福。
But God has turned Jesus' crucifixion into the greatest blessing.
撒旦以为把主耶稣钉十字架耶稣基督就完了。
And Satan thought that once Jesus is crucified, then that's the end of it.
哪里知道十字架就成功了救赎流血舍命赎尽了我们的罪。
Little did he know that Jesus' crucifixion accomplished God's salvation.
十字架把天的窗户打开。
And the cross opened up the windows of heaven.
把神天上的祝福一直丰丰富的降下来。
And pour down the rich blessings of God from heaven.
所以因着基督的十字架呢
Because of the cross of Jesus.
我们人本来应该是的咒诅啊都归到耶稣基督身上。
Because of Jesus' cross, that we who are supposed to be cursed, now we can receive blessing.
主耶稣呢把天上的祝福就降下来来临到了我们身上。
And Jesus caused all the heavenly blessings to descend upon us.
所以我们诗歌本里说短歌啊就是咒诅他受。祝福我享。
So a hymn says that a curse that he endured, but blessings that we receive.
所以这个就是啊，借着主耶稣基督这个被咒诅的十字架，把祝福就赐给了我们。
So through cross, which is supposed to be a curse, blessings is brought to us.
因为十字架败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
Because the cross conquered.Satan who controls death
成功了救赎
and achieve salvation
让神的旨意能够成全在我们众人身上
so God's will can be accomplished in us
那么你想想看这两千多年来
throughout more than 2,000 years
教会的历史也一直是证明这件事情
so the history of church history proved this point also
仇敌在这两千年以来啊一直一直要毁坏教会
Throughout 2,000 years, the enemy wants to destroy the church.
要把基督教从地上铲除。
And they want to obliterate Christianity.
从使徒时代罗马帝国十次的大逼迫开始。
From the early church and the Roman Empire, persecutions.
这两千年来教会历史上你看教会是受尽多少的难处多少的逼迫。
So for all the 2000 years, church has gone through a lot of suffering, a lot of persecution.
你进出来说的话就在共产党占据中国大陆之后。
Even in modern history, after the communists took over mainland China.
撒旦就扬言啊要把基督教从中国境内完全铲除。
So Satan claimed that the Christianity will be obliterated completely from China.
从此之后，在中国大陆就再也没有基督教，再也没有教堂，再也没有圣经。
From that point on, there's no more church, no more belief, no more Bible.
你看，撒旦给教会做主是何等的多，何等大，何等的重。
So we can see that the curse from Satan is so many and so heavy.
但是神呢、啊、在每一个时期撒旦每一次所做的咒诅的工作都变成了祝福。
But God can turn all kinds of curses from Satan into a blessing.
在罗马帝国逼迫基督徒的时候啊罗马市的市长说他是告诉那个皇帝就说你不能够再杀了再杀基督徒了。
And when the Roman Empire was persecuting Christians, mayor of Rome told the emperor says, you cannot continue to kill Christians.
你再杀下去了，我们这个罗马的人都统统被杀光了。
He says that if you continue to do so, then there will be nobody left in Rome.
因为一批基督徒殉道，又一批基督徒起来。
Because after one wave of Christians were martyred, another wave of Christians will rise up.
看见那些殉道的基督徒的那些荣耀的光景啊，许多人都受感动，本来不信的都信了耶稣。
Because the non-believing Romans, when they saw the glory of those Christians being martyred, they were moved and they become Christians.
那你看看中国大陆，共产党要毁灭基督教，要把教会基督徒统统杀光。
Look at China, the government wants to obliterate Christianity and want to kill all the Christians.
那经过几十年之后，你看看。
So what happened after so many after these decades?
教会被铲除了没有？
Was the church obliterated?
基督徒增加比以前不知道增加多少倍。
The number of Christians has grown so many times more.
因为我们的神啊。是化咒诅为祝福的神。
Because our God is a God who can turn curse into blessing.
那弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你是否也常常经历到那许多的艰难是否被仇的咒诅的光景
Are you experiencing many difficulties like under the curse of the enemy?
或者说你至今你仍然常常见到仇敌说加给你的伤害加给你的难处加给你许多在你看起来好像是咒诅的光景
Are you still experiencing many things that it seem to be a curse from the enemy?
因为仇敌看见你这个基督徒那么爱主那么要战胜跟随主侍奉主他很不喜欢
Because when the enemy sees that how much you love the Lord and want to serve him now he is not willing to let that go
所以也许你今天真为着主受尽各样的艰难和试炼。
So today maybe you are suffering for God's sake.
那有的时候也许我们就灰心了。
Sometimes you get discouraged.
可能就软弱了。
You become weak.
可能说，哎呀，我这个路是不是走错了？是不是不要那么爱主才好啊？
You may think that did I make the wrong decision that I should not love God so much?
我们要知道。我们的神是化咒诅为祝福的神。
But we must know that our God is a God who turns curse into blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道，每一个撒旦要加给我们的咒诅，都要变成为祝福。
But we must know, we must realize that every curse that the enemy wants to put on us can become a blessing from God.
所以，如果今天你正面临到十字架的碰。这样的情形
Suppose that we have an experience of the cross today.
你要知道十字架本来是一个咒诅的记号
But you must realize that the cross used to be or was meant to be a symbol of curse.
但是我们如果真的愿意把我们的脚步摆在这条十字架道路上往前走的时候
But if we want, are willing to put our footsteps on the path of the cross,
我们的脚啊 我们的脚步真正踩上去的时候啊，神就把这些的咒诅都变成了祝福。
When we step on this path, the Lord can turn everything into a blessing.
那么今天早上呢，我要从巴兰的四次诗歌，我们来看神怎样把它变成祝福。
So this morning I want to look at the four oracles that Balaam has said and see how God turned curse into blessing.
所以现在我们继续来看圣经。
Let us turn to the Bible.
民数记二十三章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 23.
二十三章从第七节读到第十节。
Verses 7 through 10.
巴兰便提起诗歌说，巴勒引我出亚兰，摩押王引我出东山，说，来啊，为我咒诅雅各，来啊，怒骂以色列，神没有咒诅的，我愿能咒诅，耶和华没有怒骂的，我愿能怒骂，我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不立在万民中。谁能数点雅各的尘土？谁能计算以色列的四分之一？我愿如一人之始而死，我愿如一人之终而终。
Then Balaam uttered his oracle. Balak brought me from Aram, the king of Moab from the eastern mountains. Come, he said, curse Jacob for me. Come, denounce Israel. How can I curse those whom God has not cursed?How can I denounce those whom the Lord has not denounced? From the rocky peaks, I see them. From the heights, I view them. I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob or number the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous and may my end be like theirs.
这首诗歌的重点在第九节。这是独居的民。
We see that the focal point of this passage is in verse 9. I see a people who live apart.
这是神看他的子民是有独特的地位。
This is how specially God views his people.
所以说讲到就教会在神面前那个独特的地位。
So this talks about the unique position of the church before God.
我们来看第九节啊，神接着巴兰说：“我从高峰看他，从小山望他。”
Verse 9 says, "From the rocky peaks I see them; from the heights I view them."
神的儿女们啊，我们要被神带到高峰上，带到山上。
Children of God, we will be brought up to the peaks and the heights by God.
要从高处来看神儿女们的地位。
So that we have a view from up high, look at our position.
这个时候啊，你就会发出赞美的话来。
And then you can praise the Lord.
我们这许多人啊，我们很容易就是属地的情形来看人。
You know, it's so easy for us.To look at things or look at people from an earthly point of view.
如果我们从属世的眼光看，从属地的眼光来看呢，那神的儿女们呢，真是有很多的缺点。
Now, if we look at our brothers and sisters from a worldly or earthly view, then we see many of their weaknesses.
甚至我看看觉得教会的弟兄姊妹也没有一个好。
And I would think there's no one good in this church.
因为我以为我们每一个人信主都应该很完美嘛。
Because
我结果叫我灰心啊！我发现这个弟兄也有难处，那个姊妹也有难处。
Because I thought that Christians, after they become Christians, they should be perfect. But when I look at them, they have a problem. This has a problem. That has a problem.
并且我们想想哦，我们看看，你看不信主的人呐、啊，哎，他的事业啊，各方面都很顺利，都很辉煌了啊。
When we look at the non-Christian friends, they are doing pretty well. They are prosperous.
哎呀，我们在信耶稣的人很可怜的、啊。
But how pitiful we as Christians.
钱也没有别人赚得多。
We do not make more money than others.
地位也没有别人高。
Our positions are not loftier than others.
住的房子也赶不上别人好。
And our houses are not no better than others.
人家就说你这信耶稣的人啊，哎呀，你们这太可怜了呢。
And people will say that how pitiful you are, Christians.
别人都你看他不信耶稣，他们都飞黄腾达了。
Look at those non-Christian friends. They prosper so much.
信耶稣的人有什么出息啊？
And what have you done?
所以呢，我们从地面上来看，从世俗的眼光来看，就对基督徒这是一无是处。
And if we look at Christians from a worldly or earthly point of view, then there's nothing good about being Christian.
但如果你被神带到高山上来看。
But if you are brought by God to the peaks or height,
也是高峰上面来看神的百姓。
And if you look at God's children from a height above,
那真是不得了啊。
Then one of the things, wonders will happen.
这是独居的民啊。
Because this is the people who live apart.
神的儿女在神面前是非常特别的，非常崇高的，非常宝贵的。
And God's people in front of, before God, God look at God, his children as very, unique, very lofty, and very honorable.
大卫在诗篇里面呢有一句话呀，他论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我是最喜悦的。
David, King David wrote in his psalm, says that, look at, the saints of this world. They are wonderful, they are beautiful, and I love them.
我刚才讲是从地上看呢，就得我们记得这没有一个好东西啊。
When we look at it from a worldly or earthly point of view, then there's no such thing as a good Christian.
那是因为你我站在属地的观点来看。
That's because our view is so worldly and earthly.
以为我们基督徒还没世上的人好。
And we think that Christians are no better than non-Christians.
你当你站在神这边来看。
But if you have viewpoint from God's point of view. If you are looking at things from the spiritual height,
是神的圣名呢，是又美又善。
And you will see that the God's, the saints of God, God's children are so good and wonderful.
个个都是神的宝贝。
And because everyone is precious in God's eyes.
个个都是神眼中看起来最喜悦的。
And God loves each one of us.
所以呢，这个是独居的民。
So this is a people who lived apart.
是不离在万民中的。
And they are not counted among the nations.
这叫异象。
This is a vision.
这个异象呢，就是神那里来观看神的儿女们。
And the vision is the viewpoint from God, how we should look at God's children.
你不要小看我们任何一个弟兄。
So never look down upon any of our brothers and sisters.
你不要从世俗的眼光来看。
So don't look at them from worldly point of view.
从神的眼光来看。
You have to look at from God's point of view.
各个弟兄姊妹。
Every brother, every sister.
都是被主耶稣羔羊的宝血洗净。
It's cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus the Lamb.
都是神用圣灵所重生的。
And every one of us is given a new life through the Holy Spirit.
在我们里头。
We have Jesus' life in us.
是每一个弟兄，每一个姊妹。都是又美又善。
And every brother, every sister is beautiful and wonderful.
前些日子啊，我们在纽约长岛啊，我们在一个家庭聚会里面，我们来读交通一本本人约翰的传记。
Recently that in the church in Long Island, we've been studying biography of John Bunyan.
你知道，本人约翰是很有名的啊。
He is a very famous person.
因为他写了一本《天路历程》。
Because he wrote the book.Pilgrim's Progress.
是全世界啊，除了圣经之外，销路最广的。
It's the most published book besides the Bible.
那本人约翰怎么得救，怎么信主的
？How was he? How was John Bunyan saved and become a Christian?
他本来也是个很败坏的人。
He was a pretty bad person.
但是有一天啊，他听见几个妇女们，她们都是姊妹。
One day he heard the voices of some Christian women.
那些姊妹的几个姊妹啊，在那谈话。
Those sisters were having a conversation.
他就过去，他们在讲什么
？So he went forward and tried to listen to them.
他就在旁边听听。
So he was listening to them.
讲什么
？What were they talking about？
这几个姊妹正在交通主在他们身上所做的事情，
就是
神的恩典的事。
The sisters were sharing what God has done in their lives.
都是讲到一些在生命上受主带领那些美好的经历。
And they talk about the beautiful, the wonderful experience, how God has led them in their lives.
是本人有他一听。
So when he heard this,
他们交通的事情呢，怎么那么特别啊
？So how come the things they talk about are so special?
我在一般人中间呢， 都是听见，不是那些埋怨的话呀，都是这个一些不大好听的话。
Usually when I hear people talk, they complain and they talk about bad things.
啊，都是批评东家长啊，西家短啊，埋怨这个，埋怨那个。
They will criticize this family, that family, and they have all kinds of complaints.
这几个女士呢，她们教导的话都是那么美好，那么和善啊，那么。叫我心里感觉到甜滋滋的。
And how come these ladies were talking about things that made me feel pretty good?
所以他以后有机会就常常的听这几个姊妹交通。
So every time he had the chance that he would come and listen to the fellowship among these sisters.
他就觉得这几个妇女哦，她们是一般独特的名啊。
And he felt that these ladies were different.
和世界上的人不一样的。
They're different from other people in this world.
那个我有一段时间在 Texas 那边。
For some time I was serving in Texas.
在那服侍的时候。
When I was there.
我们有一些大陆来的姊妹们做见证。
And there were some sisters from mainland China, they were given their testimonies.
他们说啊，我们刚刚来到奥斯汀呢，来参加聚会。
When we first arrived in Austin, Texas, and joined the meetings.
其实我们是很勉强被人拉来。
And actually, that we were dragged to the meetings.
因为我们都是到美国来嘛，依靠儿女。
Because we came to live with our children.
那反正也没别的事情好做嘛。
Since we had nothing else to do.
这里中国人也那么少。
And because there are a few Chinese in the city.
所以我们儿女说，你到教会去可以碰见许多中国人啊，还有饭吃啊。
So our children urge us to go to church because there are many Chinese and they serve meals also.
我们只管在美国就找不到，我们也听见讲英文的人，我们也谈不来。好，找些中国人，谈上也很好。
So these ladies think it's pretty good that since we do not speak English.So we can't get any friends, so why don't we just go to church and meet some Chinese?
所以我们就是来聚会了。
So we came to the meetings.
那聚会了一段时间，其实啊，你们讲的道啊，我们一点都没有听懂。
And after a while, all the messages that you have preached, we couldn't understand.
但是呢，我们觉得啊，你们这帮人哦，这帮基督徒啊。真是和我们以前碰见那世界上的人不一样哎。
But we just feel that you Christians are different from the people that we used to know.
这就是基督徒啊，是独居的民。
So we Christians, as a people, are people who live apart, different from the nations.
你看，一般世上的人呢，就是占了便宜就会很高兴。
We see that normally people, when they take advantage of others, they feel pretty good about it.
这吃了亏了的话呢，晚上睡觉都睡得不甘心。
But if they were mistreated, then they would lose sleep.
这帮基督徒怎么不一样呢？
But how come Christians are different?
他下次占了人家的便宜了，比方说，这个商店里就要钱找错了。
And suppose they have got extra change at the store.
把100块钱当作10块钱找给我了。
And they mistakenly give me a $100 bill instead of a $10 bill.
这个基督徒啊，还要去拿钱去还给人家，还要去认错。
And the Christians will return the money and apologize.
如果吃了亏的话呢，反而他心里很高兴，还会赞美主。
But when they are shortchanged, for some reason they are happy and still praise the Lord.
这个真是很奇怪哦。
So they are strange.
这独居的民。
Because they are people lit apart.
我们生活方式和原则和世上的人是不一样。
Because our lives are different from other people and the principles we live by are different.
我们看第二十四个。
Let's look at the second oracle.
23章从18节到24节。
Let's look at verses 18 through 24.
我今天可能因为时间的关系啊，不能讲的太仔细啊。
So because of the time that I will not go into too much detail.
我只能讲几个重点。
So I'll just touch upon some points.
18节到24节。
Verses
18 through 24. 巴兰就提示过说，巴兰你起来听，西伯的儿子，你听我言。神非人，必不知说谎；也非人子，必不知后悔。他说话，岂不照着行呢？他发言，岂不要成就呢？我奉命祝福，神也曾赐福，此事我不能翻转。他未见雅各中有罪孽，也未见以色列中有奸恶。耶和华他的神和他同在， 以欢呼王的声音在他们中间，神领他们出埃及，他们似乎有言语之力，断没有法术可以害雅各，也没有占卜可以害以色列。现在别人论及雅各，就是论及以色列，说神为他行了何等的大事，证明起来仿佛某师听声好像公司，未曾吃野食，未曾和悲伤这只学，绝不躺饿。
Verse 18, then he uttered his oracle, Arise, Balak, and listen. Hear me, son of Zippor. God is not of a man, is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot change it. No misfortune is seen in Jacob, no misery observed in Israel. The Lord their God is with them, and the shout of the king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. There is no sorcery against Jacob, no divination against Israel. It will now be said of Jacob and of Israel, see what God has done. The people rise like a lioness. They rouse themselves like a lion. That does not rest until he devours his prey and drinks the blood of his victims.
这第二首诗歌是讲到教会的圣洁没有瑕疵。
The second oracle talks about the holiness of the church without blemish.
它中间重要的话就在第二十一节。
The important words are in verse 21.
他未见雅各中有罪孽，也未见以色列中有奸恶。
No misfortune is seen in Jacob, and no misery observed in Israel.
这又是在异象中所看见的。
This is what he saw in the vision.
如果照我们人的眼光看起来，你是以色列中有没有罪孽啊？
If we look at it from people's point of view, do you think there are iniquities and sins among Israelites?
这位雅各的子孙有没有奸恶啊
？The children of Jacob are they not cunning？
太多的罪孽，太多的奸恶了。
Too many, too much。
你看他们自从出埃及以来，这一路上发过多少次的怨言呢
？How many times they complained ever since they came out of Egypt？
他们觉得，你看我们在埃及有肉吃，现在摩西带我们来到旷野，也没有肉吃。
He felt that they were complaining that we had meat to eat while in Egypt. Now, in the wilderness, there's no meat to eat. And they complained. They murmured. As they were wandering, they become thirsty, and they couldn't find a clean water, and the water they had were bitter. So they rose again and attacked Moses. Moses, you brought us out of Egypt, you want us to die because of thirst?
最可怕的事情呢，他们因为摩西到山上去四十昼夜不见摩西啊，他们就造了一只金牛犊。
The worst of all, when Moses spent 40 days and nights on the hill, on the mountain, they made this calf.
他们就是把妇女身上戴的金耳环啊，还手上的金手镯啊，他们拿下来啊，就去造成一只金牛犊。
And they put all the gold earrings and gold rings together and molded into this calf.
他们怎么说啊
？What did they say？
他们一些以色列人，这只金牛犊就是领你们出埃及地的耶和华。
And they call this the golden calf. This is the Lord who led you out of Egypt.
你想，可笑不可笑
？How laughable was this？
居然把这个金耳环、金手镯，他们亲自打造起来，说这是领你们出埃及地的耶和华。
How ridiculous was this that they made this golden calf and called it the Lord?
你们听见这话怎么感想啊？
How would you react when you hear about this?
耶和华神一听见这些百姓竟然拿世上受造之物来代替我这位神。
So when God heard this that they use something created to replace or substitute for him.
神是愤怒到极点了。
God was very, very upset.
我们今天也容易犯同样的罪哦。
You know, a lot of times that we commit the same mistakes or sins.
因为我们看不见荣耀的神呢，我们常常把世上最好的东西当作神。
Because a lot of times we do not see God, that we would treat worldly things as God.
把财富当作我们的神。
Wealth.
把那些什么世界上有些出名的人当作我们的神，当作偶像来拜他。
We will treat those famous people in this world as our idols.
谁最有地位，我们最崇拜谁。
Who has the power, then I will worship him.
谁最有学位，我们最崇拜谁。
Who is most knowledgeable, most wise, then I will worship him.
谁在电影界最出名了。或者在体育界最出名了，我们就最崇拜他。
Who was a sports star or a movie star? Then we adore them.
今天我们是不是把世上的最好的拿来当作神来代替？
Are we taking what's the best in this world and treat it as our God?
所以你看看呐、啊，神愤怒到极点了，就真是要把他们神都灰心了、啊。
See how despaired God became when God saw His people doing this.
那怎么说？我未见以色列众有罪孽，我未见雅各众有奸恶呢
？How come the verse says here, no misfortune is seen in Jacob, no misery observed in Israel?
因为神的儿女们呢，有两方面的身份。
Because God's children has two different kind of status or positions.
第一方面，在我们自己里面的光景，就亚当里面的光景。的确我们是一般可怒之子。
First, as Adam's descendant, we are to be cursed.
是一般悖逆之子。
Because we are rebellious.
这是我们谁也不能够否认。
So no one can deny this.
因为我们这些亚当来的人呢、啊、我们亚当生命里边呢就是那样的顶撞神悖逆神许多对这神的事情。
And in Adam's life, we rebelled, against God, we go against God.
第二方面的身份呢在基督的救赎里边我们却是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
But our other aspect of life is that in Jesus Christ's holiness, that we are without blame.
我们神呢，我们的天父啊，有一件事情呢，给我们好像是很想象的啊。
Something God attribute, God's one of the God's attributes is very similar to what we are.
我们做父母的人呢、啊，管教儿女啊，是自己管教，骂他打他都是很。这很会骂他，很会打他的。
You know, as parents, that we will discipline or punish our children very severely.
但是呢，如果人家要来骂我的儿女，人家来打我的儿女，我是不依的。
But when other people want to criticize or discipline our children, then we will not let that happen.
你们是不是这样？
Are you? Aren't you like this?
我这个儿子是不好的读书，我这个儿子不听话。我在家里骂他打他。
If my son doesn't study well and is not obedient, then I would punish him. I'll discipline him. And I will feel this is rightly so.
但是如果人家说你这个儿子真坏。
If someone else criticizes my son.
你这个女儿怎么样这么不好。
And your daughter is so bad.
如果用鞭子人家伤他了，伤我的孩子。
If someone is hurting our children.
那你怎么样？
What would you do?
你心里非常不满意了。
And you will be very, very, unhappy.
要管教我自己管教，你是谁啊？进来管教我的儿女。
So it's up to me to discipline my children. Who are you?
我骂他妈的最厉害都可以了。
I can, scold him, any way I want.
你要骂就不行。
But you cannot scold my children.
那我们的神也是这样的。
I think our God is like that.
那关起门来呢，神也会说，你这个是悖逆之子。
And behind closed doors, then God can call us unrighteous.
你真是那么不乖，那么不会败坏。
You are so bad. You are not good.
但是如果仇敌要来咒诅的话呢，神是不让你咒诅。
But when enemy wants to curse us, then God will not allow that to happen.
所以我们感谢主啊，我们在神眼中呢是没有奸恶、没有罪孽的。
So in God's eye, there's no misfortune, there's no misery.
因为我们的主耶稣基督的救赎已经把我们的罪洗净了。
Because the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ has cleansed all our sins and iniquities.
为什么我们要擘饼聚会啊？
Why do we have communion service?
擘饼聚会就是叫我们呢眼睛要看着主耶稣。
The breaking of the bread causes us to gaze upon our Lord Jesus.
虽然是一个饼和杯是一个标记。
Even though the bread and the cup are just symbols.
但借着这个标记呢，叫我们来看见主耶稣基督。
Through these symbols that we can see our Lord Jesus Christ.
他的宝血洗净了我们各样的污秽。
His precious blood cleanses all kinds of sins and iniquities that we have.
所以我们敬神敬到一个非常近的地步。
So we come very close, very near to God.
刚才我们唱的诗歌31首啊， 那个非常好，我最喜欢，很喜欢其中的两节。
I love some of the words in hymn 31.
一节是我既敬神敬到如此。
He says that I cannot come any closer to God.
已经不能够再相近。
I come so near to Him, cannot be any nearer.
含义起来，神竟爱我爱到如此。
The other verse says that God loved me so.
已经不能够再真爱了。
He can no longer ask me anymore, love me anymore.
他是如何爱他的儿子，照样爱我，不稍改。
The love with which he loved his son, he loves me with that same.
弟兄姊妹，好不好啊？
Isn't that wonderful?
所以这是神的甜美的待，这个看我们会极其甜美，极其宝贵。
So we look at this as very, very precious.
并且呢，这诗歌里面还讲到，他对欢呼王的声音在他们中间。
Oracle also mentioned in chapter 20, verse 21, the shout of the king is among them.
这句话很好。
This is a wonderful saying.
在以色列百姓中间呢，有欢呼王的声音在他们中间。
Among the Israelites, they heard the shout of the king.
所以当以色列百姓啊在欢呼王的时候啊，欢呼弥赛亚，欢呼神的时候啊，神听见心里非常的满，非常的喜悦。
When Israel were crying out to the king, crying out to God, God's heart was very pleased.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一次我们聚会的时候啊，
So brothers and sisters, every time that we gather together,
我们对欢呼王的声音，
So we should have the shout of the king.
你知道一个欢呼王的声音就赞美神的声音。
You know, the shout of the king is the praise to the Lord.
就赞美主耶稣的声音。
A praise to Jesus Christ.
所以我在纽约啊，我几年的时间呢，我常常告诉弟兄姊妹们一件事情。
So in all these the years that I've been serving in New York, I've been telling brothers and sisters.
每一次到聚会里面来，第一件事情要欢呼赞美。
So the first thing we do when we come to the meeting is to praise and shout to the Lord.
你也不要看自己。
And don't look at yourself.
我们来聚会的话，不要想到自己。
So when we come to the meeting, don't think too much about yourself.
要想到主耶稣。
We have to think about our Lord Jesus.
一想到主耶稣。
So as we think about Jesus,
那样的爱我。
He loves me so.
他那样的荣耀。
How glorious he is.
那样的珍贵。
And he's so precious.
他又谦卑了服侍我们。
And he humbles himself to serve us.
对，主耶稣真好啊。
How wonderful is our Lord Jesus.
他是美中最美。
He is the most beautiful.
他也是甜中最甜。
He is the sweetest.
所以你眼睛一想到，眼睛一看到主耶稣。
So as soon as we see him,
心中一想到主耶稣，
when we think about him,
我们欢呼王的声音呢，就从我们口中涌流出来。
So our mouth will come forth with the shout of the king.
所以这个欢呼王的声音一出来呀，叫仇敌都丧胆了。
So the shout of the king will really, really defeat the enemy.
你记不记得在使徒行传里边呢？哦，这些门徒们呢一赞美呀，使徒们一赞美。
So in described in the book of Acts, when the disciples were praising the Lord,
叫那些逼迫他们的那个祭司长啊、文士啊、法利赛人，统统都害怕。
So those scribes, Pharisees, and priests, they became afraid.
因着门徒们的歌颂赞美呢，就地都震动起来了。
Because the shout of these disciples, the earth shook.
所以我们要学习每一次到神面前来。都要向他欢呼赞美。
So let us learn every time we come before the Lord, we should shout to Him and praise Him.
好，我赶快来讲第三首诗歌。
Now let's turn to the third oracle.
我们看第十二十四章。
Chapter 24.
从第二节到第九节。
Verses 2-9.
巴兰举目看见以色列人照着支派居住，神的灵就临到他身上，他便提起诗歌说。比尔的儿子巴兰说，眼目闭住的人说，这闭住也可以翻作睁开，得听神的言语，得见全能者的异象，眼目睁开而扑倒的人说，雅各啊，你的帐篷何等华美，以色列啊，你的帐幕何其华丽，如基甸的山谷，如河旁的园子，如耶和华所栽的沉香树，如水边的香柏木，水要从他的桶里流出，种子要撒在沟水之处，他的王必超过雅甲，他的国必要振兴。神领他出埃及，他似乎有野牛之力，他要吞吃敌国， 折断他们的骨头，用箭射透他们。他登入公司，恶如谋私，谁敢惹他？凡给你祝福的，愿他蒙福；凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅。
Then verse 24, the second verse. When Balaam looked out and saw Israel encamped tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he uttered his oracle. The oracle of Balaam, son of Beor, the oracle of one whose eyes sees clearly, the oracle of one who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who falls prostrate and whose eyes are open. How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel. Like valleys they spread out, like gardens beside a river, like alloys planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters. Water will flow from their buckets. Their seed will have abundant water. Their king will be greater than Agag. Their kingdom will be exalted. God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. They devour hostile nations and break their bones into pieces. With their arrows they pierce them. Like a lion they crouch and lie down. Like a lioness, who dares to rouse them? May those who bless you be blessed, and those who curse you be cursed.
这首诗歌给我们看见教会的华丽和荣美。
This oracle talks about the beauty and glory of the church.
在说这段诗歌之前，我们先请弟兄姊妹注意一句话。
So pay attention to one verse before we get into this oracle.
就是第三节的眼目闭住的人说，这个眼目闭住也可以说睁开，得听神的言语，得见全能者的意象，眼目睁开而扑倒的人说。
And 第四节吧。
第三第四。
Okay, the verses 3 and 4. And he utters his oracle, the oracle of Balaam, son of Beor, the oracle of one whose eyes see clearly, the oracle of one who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty.
这里说到，我们人呢，原来是眼目闭住的。
This oracle talks about originally we were blind, our eyes were closed.
眼目闭住的时候，就看不见神的荣耀，看不见神的丰富。
And we could not see the glory and riches of God.
当有一天圣灵把我们的眼目睁开了。
But one day the Holy Spirit opened our eyes.
圣灵一开启我们眼睛了。看见神的无比的荣美啊，我们的赞美就涌流出来。
As soon as our eyes were opened by the Holy Spirit, our praises will come out.
那么他下面的赞美呢？他说：“雅各啊，你的帐篷何等华美！以色列啊，你的帐幕何其华丽！”
It says in verse 5, "How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel."
这是的华美。和华丽
This talks about beautiful and glorious.
华美是因为我们的主耶稣基督是最华美的主，就住在其中。
Beauty is because our Lord Jesus is the most beautiful, and He dwells in us.
因为主耶稣在其中呢，所以呢，教会就是有华美的。
Because Jesus is among His people, that's why His people, that's why the church is a beautiful dwelling place.
这诗篇八十四篇作诗的人说：“耶和华我们的主啊，你的居所何等的可爱。”
And Psalm 84 says that, "Our Lord, how wonderful is your dwelling place."
并且作诗的人说：“我宁可住在你院中啊，不愿意不愿意住在恶人的帐篷里面。
I rather dwell with you for one day as opposed to live with the wicked for many days.
因为他说啊，在你的院宇中住一日啊，胜过在别处住上千日。
Because it's much better to dwell in your yard for one day than cohabitate with others for 1,000 days.
说神的家是极其华美，极其华丽。
So, how beautiful is God's household, and how majestic is His church?
他怎么样来形容这个华丽和华美呢
？So how how did He describe the beauty and majesty?
他如基甸的山谷，如河旁的园子，如耶和华所在的沉香树，如水边的香柏木。
In verse 6 says, like valleys that spread out, like gardens beside a river, like alloys. planted by the Lord and like cedars beside the waters.
哎呀，你看，这多美的一幅图画呀！
What a beautiful picture!
我在美国跟加拿大呀，住过三个地方。
I have lived three places in North America.
在加拿大住了16年。
In Canada, I lived for 16 years.
这个 Texas 住了10年。
In Texas for 10 years.
在纽约住了9年。
And in New York, 9 years.
那么加拿大温哥华和 Texas Austin 呢，两个地方都是非常的美丽。
And I think both Vancouver and Austin are beautiful places to live.
因为对弟兄姊妹说啊，他说我走遍世界各地啊，他住家还是温哥华最好。
And some people say that I have traveled all over the world. I think that Vancouver is the best place.
因为温哥华呀，有山谷，有高山，也有海港，什么都有。
Because Vancouver has the valleys and also the mountains and also a harbor.
是个花园城市。
It's like a city of garden.
那么奥斯汀呢，也是高高低低的，有高峰，有高坡，也有低谷。
And Austin is similar. It has hills and the valleys.
那么最好呢，因为奥斯汀这个城市中间呢，有一条科拉拉多河。
And most wonderfully is that there is a river running through the city of Austin.
所以很多的年轻的男女孩子啊，就常常在河边散。
And many young people, especially girls, that they would walk along the river.
你假设Houston呢，大平原就不美了。
If you look at Houston, it's just a big plain and it's not pretty.
洛杉矶也是一片大平原，也不美。
And same as Los Angeles.
有山，有谷，有水。这些条件就没了。
And what makes a city beautiful is the hills, the mountains, and the valleys, and the water.
我告诉你们了，基督徒不能够平淡的生活。
Let me tell you, Christians should not live a very plain life.
你如果你一生呢，就是平平淡淡的过日子。
If all your life is so plain.
一帆风顺。
Everything goes on smoothly.
从来没有经过什么试炼。
Never encounter any temptation.
我是从小父母把我好好的照养，照顾得好好的，在花花里面养大的。
And I was brought up by my wonderful parents, and as though that I was brought up in a greenhouse.
我信主了之后，也没有人家，从来没有被人家批评过一次。
And ever after, even after I became a Christian, no one ever criticized me.
从来没碰见过什么难处。
And never ran into any difficulty.
所以也没有高峰，也没有低谷。
So there's no peak, no valley.
那是正是最平淡无味的生
活。The most plain and tasteless life.
基督徒啊，要有高峰，要有低谷。
Christians should experience valleys and peaks and valleys.
你看啊，像彼得、约翰、雅各啊，被主耶稣带到那个变化山上去，看见主耶稣的荣耀。
It's just like the Mount of Transfiguration experienced by John, Peter, and James.
带到山峰上啊。
And they were brought up to the peak.
多荣耀啊！
How glorious is that?
但是有的人被带到低谷去。
Sometimes they were brought down to the valley.
所以彼得啊，你看有一次跌倒了。
And sometimes, like Peter, he failed.
哎呀，也真是。叫他自己感觉都抬不起头了。
And he was so ashamed.
所以基督徒也不要怕失败。
So we should not be afraid of failures.
你能够在失败当中经历神的话呢，叫你基督徒能够和神之间的关系也就比以前更亲密。
If we can experience God in our failures, then our relationship with Him will become closer.
你看那个雅旧约里面那个约瑟呀。
If you look at Joseph, the person of Joseph in the Old Testament.
那他本来在父亲家里面呢。是被他父亲所钟爱的一个儿子。
And he was the favorite of his dad.
但是他很倒霉啊。
But unfortunately,
他哥哥们把他出卖的。
And he was betrayed and sold out by his brothers.
把他卖到埃及去做奴仆。
And he was sent to Egypt to become a slave.
哎呀，那真是很可怜了。
And very, very pitiful.
并且还被他祖母诬赖。结果下在监牢里面。
And he was misaccused by his mistress.
还有那些被冤屈、被关在监牢里面、过着暗无天日的生活。
And he was imprisoned and was with a very difficult life in the prison.
我这个基督徒为什么这么倒霉啊
？And sometimes we will say how unfortunately me as a Christian have to endure this.
我什么坏事都没有做过，怎么这些难处就临到我的身上
？I have never done anything bad or wrong. How come I encounter these difficulties.
但又是啊，在监牢里面也好，做奴仆也好，他从来没埋怨过。
But Joseph, while in prison or elsewhere, he never complained.
后来呢，他后来 这个神的大能的手啊，把他从监牢里面提起来，把他带到埃及的宰相的位置上。
But God's mighty arm rescued him out of the prison and became the prime minister.
从低谷到了山峰上。
From valley to the peak.
啊，并且他聚集了埃及的所有的粮食。
And he accumulated a lot of grain, a lot of food.
就是把生命的粮食啊。分赐给世界各地饥饿的人
so he can share the food of life among all the nations.
又是经过流泪谷
so he goes through the valley of tears.
又到了高山上
and then can go up to the mountain once again.
看见了主耶稣的荣耀全能
seeing the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
又是的神多华美啊
and see that how majestic are the Israelites.
说基督徒不要怕难处。
So as Christians, we should not be afraid of difficulties.
所以一个基督徒啊，要会哭。我常常说，会哭会笑的基督徒才是神所宝贵的。
So I think a Christian can only be precious if we can laugh and we can cry.
有的基督徒祷告从来没哭过，从来没笑过。
And some Christians will say their prayers without any laughter or without any tears.
你不会笑也不会哭的基督徒啊。平乏无味的了。
And the Christians who do not know how to cry or smile or laugh are very tasteless.
主耶稣说啊，你在我在这里这个脆敌的时候，你要去会跳起来赞美的，会高兴的跳舞的时候。
So Jesus encourages that we can shout, we can dance, we can praise.
约翰这里向你们发出那个悔改的宣告，你们要常哀歌，要痛哭流涕的。
When the gospel is proclaimed to you that you should weep and cry out.
说基督徒呢，只有在这又有山又有谷又有水各方面的丰富的时候啊，你就是基督徒一生就不平凡。
So a Christian life, if you experience peaks and valley and water, then you live a very rich Christian life.
你丰富了。
And you are abundant. Your life is abundant.
我儿子告诉我呀，你不要超过12:20。
And I was told that I should not go beyond 12. 20.
所以我就叫上三首诗歌哈。
So I will just share with you three oracles.
我第四首诗歌稍微点一下就好。
I'll just touch upon the fourth oracle.
第四首诗歌呢，就重在讲到教会的权，教会彰显基督的王权，带进基督的国度。
And the fourth oracle talks about the authority of the king, the kingly authority of the church that brings into ushers in God's kingdom.
第四诗歌里边呢，主要一句话是说，有心要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列。
And in verse 17, the second part, a star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel.
这个星和杖都是主耶稣基督的一个表号。
Both the star and the scepter represent Jesus.
星是指主耶稣基督的显现。
And star means the ushering in of Jesus.
它是明亮的晨星。
It was a bright morning star.
是最暗的时候。它一显出来就带来光明和荣耀。
It shines forth in the darkest hours.
而杖呢，是指着王权和国度的一个标记。
Scepter represents the kingly authority and kingdom.
所以诗篇二篇里面就讲到，他要用铁杖管辖万国。
And second Psalm says that he will use the iron scepter to rule over the nations.
要将列国像摇这样的瓦器一样碎碎。
And he will crush nations just like the vessels in the hand of the potter.
启示录第二章呢，告诉我们，主耶稣呼召得胜者了，得胜的，我就把铁杖赐给他们。
And in the second chapter of Revelation, it says that the overcomers, I will give them the iron scepter.
得胜的必定用铁杖辖管列国，要把列国像摇户的瓦器一样打碎。
That will rule over the nations and also will crush the nations like the potter's vessels.
并且要把晨星赐给他。
And also the morning star will be given to them.
那就主耶稣基督显现的时候，先向这帮人显现出来。
So when Jesus appears again, he will appear to these people first.
是第四首诗歌啊，是讲到教会要把基督的国度和王权带进来。
So the fourth oracle talks about the ushering in of Jesus Christ's authority and kingdom.
这就是神的祝福。
And this is God's blessing.
我们神把仇敌的咒诅化为祝福。
Our God turns enemies' curse into blessing.
我今天就教导到这里。
That's all I shared with you today.
我们请敬拜，带我们祷告。